Chapter 82. Sandy saw the blink on her personal extension. "I thought I might be hearing from you," she answered. "I just don't understand," said Ron. He was bewildered and concerned. "Maybe you'd better come over now," answered Sandy. He drove between the schools on autopilot. His mind was on a full-loop replay of every action that he could remember with Darlene. She had been sick, which was practically a natural occurrence for teachers in the fall. He had stopped by to inquire twice at the end of the day about how she was feeling. When he saw that she was teaching creative writing, he offered her some lesson strategies to encourage creative thinking. He had gone into the basement with her one day because she was searching for a bookcase, and he sorted through old pieces with her and found a low-standing, flat-top bookcase that suited her needs perfectly. There had been more interactions with her than some others, but she was a third-year teacher. This was her tenure year. Ron knew that he would have to make an evaluation on her by springtime. He wanted to get to know them all, particularly the younger ones. He had already confided to Sandy that the summit staff was senior and that he could only imagine how difficult it was to recognize when it was time to call it a career. She leveled with Ron that some of them were going to have to do that and that it was a delicate balance. So maybe he intended to pay more attention to the younger staff, but they were also the neediest. "Come on in and shut the door," said Sandy. She got up and closed the adjoining door to her secretary's office. She turned to Ron. "You okay?" "I'm bewildered. I have no idea of what she's talking about." "I'll tell you what she told me," said Sandy. "I don't see where there is any problem with anything that you have done, but of course it had to be passed along, and now others are involved. There is this slightly famous incident," Sandy rolled her eyes, "of you showing her around the school without your shoes on." Ron shook his head. He hadn't even thought anything about it at the time. "She described that as you being inappropriately dressed. I even asked her if that meant that he wasn't wearing any shoes, and she said that yes, it was that, and also that some buttons at the top of your shirt were not buttoned." Ron gave her a look of disbelief. "Your collar and the one below it was not closed." Ron closed his eyes and felt his jaw set in an expression of anger. "She went on to say that you were overly solicitous about her health in a way that she found invasive." Ron felt his shoulders and neck begin to tense. "She said that the day you took her into the basement, she felt that she was almost forced to follow you down there, because when she presented her request, instead of you saying that you would tell maintenance to look around and see what they could find, you immediately led her down into the basement." Ron had been trying to contain himself. His brain was starting to work again. The shock of the tailspin had passed. This came from a good young teacher that he respected. She had sat right there in his office and looked into his face and told him that this was how she felt. That was problem one. The second problem was that he might not have a job anymore. He was now technically a second-year contract employee who was still in his first year. He had no tenure. He could be unrenewed without comment. He had no clue about how that was going to work, but he was about to find out. "So, she is not contending that I said or did anything that was inappropriate?" asked Ron. "As I told you," said Sandy, "now others are involved. Audie Riffle insisted that it was at least partially a building matter, and he wanted an examination of her contentions. He has decided that part of the problem is that your door has no window, and so he has taken the door off of your office. As insulting as it was, Ron could not let the humor of it escape him. So he thinks that if I have an office without a door, that everything will be fine? No, said Sandy, shaking her head and deadly serious. He wants to embarrass me by humiliating you. She saw him absorb that reality. I'll make sure you have a door with a window within a couple of days. Ron wanted to say that perhaps he could put yellow crime scene tape across the door, but he just nodded. We only looked at it for one morning, said Sandy, but it looks like you hit a home run with your evaluation. Artie had Darlene come to his office right after she met with you. He already called me and said that we should drop it, so that's good. Then Sandy leaned forward like she wanted to make absolutely sure that he was paying attention. But it will be viewed as unprofessional. You are my poster boy, and Artie and some others are going to test you. I've spoken to the superintendent, and he understands what happened. But you need to understand what has to happen. We've always got to be totally professional with faculty. You are no longer a colleague, and you cannot expect to be viewed as one.